I was a Londoner, and my parents lived in London, in Chelsea, and we were on holiday down at Thurlaston in South Devon on September the 3rd, 1939, a day which I shall always remember, because on that day Dad invited us into one of the rooms there, and he got out the wireless, it was called a wireless in those days, and we were asked to sit down and listen to an announcement. And the announcement was from a man called Neville Chamberlain. He got up and he started saying that he had been to see the Chancellor of Germany, and that if Germany had not withdrawn their forces from the Polish territory by 11 o'clock on the 3rd of September, then Germany must consider itself at war with Great Britain. We declared war on Germany, not Germany on us. It's a point which a lot of people don't remember. But that was a great moment for me, because at that very time, the German forces were in Poland, and I can visualize my father on that day turning to my mother and saying, "I think it's time that Dennis goes to school with his two brothers." And school, of course, was Westbury House, which is at the western end of the parish of Eastmere, which we now live. And that is the story of how we came here. I was 7 and a half at the time. Now, Westbury, before the First World War, it was in the hands of the Leroy or Lewis family. I don't know how they acquired it, but in 1925, Thomas Whitehead and his sister acquired the house for a private preparatory school for boys. It stayed there until about the mid-60s, when they handed over the school to a former pupil of theirs, Sherrod Manners, who I think a lot of us in this village really remember. Sherrod and Jane Manners took the school on and ran it till 1977, when it closed due to, I believe, lack of either pupils or financial reasons, as a school with 70 pupils was probably an unprofitable. But anyhow, that is what happened, and that is where I came on September, well, about 10 days after the 3rd of September 1939. At that time, the school and all the activities had centred towards Westmere, because the church was there, the railway was there, and that was a very important railway, because it was the Fareham to Alton line, known as the Mearne Valley Flyer line, and I've been on it many a time and going back and forth to school. Westbury had a tremendous influence on my life. My memory of the war years at Westbury between 39 and August 1945, and were years in which I felt real freedom. We were allowed a lot of ability to roam there, because outside the house there was 125 acres of parkland in which boys could go. And on Wednesday and Saturday afternoons, which were the half days of the week, we were out there. We went and played and bullied each other and climbed trees and built tree houses and did everything. We did everything out there until we were obviously called back into the school.
Discipline?
Discipline. Oh, well, discipline. You're talking about the question when I became a naughty boy and Tom Whitey, the headmaster, decided to beat me. Tom had two places where he beat boys. One was in his study, and he had these canes on the top of a high wardrobe.